EA Worldviews Need Rethinking by Richard Y. Chapel. I like OpenPhil's worldview diversification, but I don't think their current roster of worldviews does a good job of justifying their current practice. In this post, I'll suggest a reconceptualization that may seem radical in theory but is conservative in practice. Something along these lines strikes me as necessary to justify giving substantial support to paradigmatic global health and development charities in the face of competition from both long-termist X-risk and animal welfare competitor causes. Heading: Current Orthodoxy. I take it that Open Philanthropy's current cause buckets or candidate worldviews are typically conceived of as follows. Near-termist, including animal welfare. Near-termist, human only. Long-termism, X-risk. We're told that how to weigh these cause areas against each other hinges on very debatable, uncertain questions. True enough. But my impression is that EAs often take the relevant questions to be something like, should we be speciesist? And should we only care about present beings? Neither of which strikes me as especially uncertain, though I know others disagree. Heading: The problem. I worry that the human-only near-termist bucket lacks adequate philosophical foundations. I think global health and development charities are great and worth supporting, not just for speciesist presentists, so I hope to suggest a firmer grounding. Here's a rough attempt to capture my guiding thought in one paragraph. Quote: Insofar as the GHD bucket is really motivated by something like sticking close to common sense, near-termism turns out to be the wrong label for this. Near-termism may mandate prioritizing aggregate shrimp over poor people. Common sense certainly does not. When the two come apart, we should give more weight to the possibility that, as yet unidentified, good principles support the common sense worldview. So we should be especially cautious of completely dismissing common sense priorities in a worldview diversified portfolio, even as we give significant weight and support to a range of theoretically well-supported counterintuitive cause areas. End quote. A couple of more concrete intuitions that guide my thinking here. 1. Fetal anesthesia as a cause area intuitively belongs with animal welfare rather than global health and development, even though fetuses are human. 2. It's a mistake to conceive of global health and development as purely near-termist. The strongest case for it stems from positive, reliable flow-through effects. Heading: A proposed solution. I suggest that we instead conceive of 1. Animal welfare, 2. Global health and development, and 3. Long-termist X-risk causes as respectively justified by the following three cause buckets. Pure suffering reduction. Reliable global capacity growth. Speculative moonshots. In terms of the underlying worldview differences, I think the key questions are something like: 1. How confident should we be in our explicit expected value estimates? How strongly should we discount highly speculative endeavors relative to common sense do-gooding? 2. How does the total, intrinsic plus instrumental, value of improving human lives and capacities compare to the total, intrinsic, value of pure suffering reduction? Aside, I think it's much more reasonable to be uncertain about these, largely empirical, questions than about the, largely moral, questions that underpin the orthodox breakdown of EA worldviews. Hopefully it's clear how these play out. Greater confidence in EEV lends itself to supporting moonshots to reduce X risk or otherwise seek to improve the long-term future in a highly targeted, deliberate way. Less confidence here may support more generic methods of global capacity building, such as improving health and, were there any promising interventions in this area, education. Only if you're both dubious of moonshots and doubt that there's all that much instrumental value to human lives do you end up seeing pure suffering reduction as the top priority. But insofar as you're open to pure suffering reduction, there's no grounds for being speciesist about it. Heading: Implications. Global health and development is actually philosophically defensible and shouldn't necessarily be swamped by either X-risk reduction or animal welfare. But it requires recognizing that the case for GHD requires a strong prior on which positive flow-through effects are assumed to strongly correlate with traditional near-termist metrics like QALYs. Research into the prospects for improved tracking and prediction of potential flow-through effects should be a priority. In cases where the correlation transparently breaks down, for example elder care, end-of-life care, fetal anesthesia, dream hedonic quality, wire heading, etc., humanitarian causes should instead need to meet the higher bar for pure suffering reduction. They shouldn't be prioritized above animal welfare out of pure speciesism. If we can identify other broad, reliable means to boosting global capacity, maybe fertility, population growth, then these should trade off against global health and development, rather than against X risk reduction or other moonshots. This article was narrated by Type 3 Audio for the Effective Altruism Forum. It was first published on March 18, 2024. The original text contained 3 footnotes, which were omitted from the narration. To report an issue or give feedback on this narration, go to t3a.is.